Hello and welcome to this podcast. I'm Sabrina Gasula, Associate Editor of SDM Magazine. Today we're talking with Todd Peterson, Chief Executive Officer of Vivint, based in Provo, Utah. Todd joins us to discuss the new agreement for the Blackstone Group, a U.S.-based private equity firm, to buy out the majority stake in Vivint. Welcome, Todd. So after months of speculation, there's an initial agreement in place for Blackstone to acquire Vivint for more than $2 billion. And Vivint's management team, which is staying intact, has big plans for growth that will be enabled by this new partnership. Among them are an entrance into the commercial security space, an in-home healthcare offering, and international expansion. Todd, what does a $2 billion valuation mean to you and to the company?
That's a good question. No one's asked me what is it. I guess it's probably, I would say, a validation of the fact that we've been trying to, you know, run a great company, provide excellent services, and try to lead out in innovation. Because I think if we were, I'm very confident we're a security only company, we wouldn't have gotten the valuation we have. And maybe Blackstone wouldn't have even looked at us, to tell you the truth. I think they're looking at this not as a security investment. In fact, they're not. It's a platform play, technology services into the home and business, technology play. And security happens to be, it happens to be what we got into initially, but it's not, how we're defining ourselves. I don't know if you know this or not, but we sell, we sell power to people's homes through solar. We install solar systems that we own and then sell discounted power to the consumers. We're in four states, I guess, now and expanding pretty rapidly. Nice RMR business. Everybody needs power. Mm-hmm. I would say that's how they would explain they're looking at this investment.
I see. Well, speaking of RMR, what is the multiple of RMR that the company is being sold for?
Well, our RMR at the end of the year is going to be a little north of $34 million. So,
okay.
I actually don't even know. didn't really get acquired on that basis. So
sure.
Not that you can't apply a multiple, but I think it was a little bit more complex, the analysis. Maybe not. Maybe they just threw a number out there, but so.
Sure.
34 plus million divided by the number, so.
Got it. Well, with this initial agreement in place, when do you expect the sale will close, and are there any major hurdles still to be overcome?
I would suspect, kind of mid-November close date. The hurdle, and this is partly why we're excited about it being Blackstone, we're going to do, a new form of financing structure for the company. And so that's being worked on right now. And so as soon as we're done with that, the company will close. But, Blackstone, kind of their expertise is the financial and capital markets. And so, they're working. And, obviously management's working with them on that and our auditors and that type of thing. But as soon as the financing structure is in place, and the financing structure is super important to the growth of the company. Got to be the right capital structure to continue to accelerate the growth and in all of the services that we're doing, not just the security side.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, my next question is, I know that Vivint made some sweeping changes that led to being named SDM's Dealer of the Year in 2011, and that includes pushing the boundaries of traditional security to offer innovative home services and also making them accessible, all the way to rebranding and building out to award-winning central stations. How has the momentum of those changes and of the awards played into the sale?
We appreciated, the recognition without question. And obviously, you never make decisions to get an award, but it was nice recognition for sure from, an industry that we're in, and again, not the only industry we're in, but I think the fact that the SDM recognized that we are attempting to I don't know, maybe be part of creating a new definition of a different industry, which is, again, a technologies platform industry. You know, that meant something to us. So, you know, and without question, you know, I think Blackstone looked at the company and said, okay, they've got some unique capabilities getting into the home installing equipment that can do a lot of different things. And we've got some, you know, some very big plans, but very realistic plans for expansion on the company into the commercial space, you know, home healthcare space, international expansion. We have a few technologies we're playing around with that could be additional to energy and some of the things that we're working on now. So we're constantly thinking about what else and what next and what makes sense to a consumer, and also what are we capable of.
Absolutely, and we'll come right back to those plans for expansion. But first, what will the ownership of the company look like once the sale is complete?
You know, we're probably not going to release the exact, you know, owner or like ownership percentages, but Blackstone will have a controlling interest in the company, a majority stake in the company, and so I guess that means I have a boss now. It's great. It's fine.
How, if at all, will the potential acquisition affect the way that Vivint goes to market, in particular the summer sales model?
I think it will affect us, and it will go bigger and better and bigger, because, you know, it's, with us, it's all of the above. I mean, we're going to expand our summer sales. We're going to expand our television and internet, money spend, and you know, we want to substantially grow from where we are right now from a customer acquisition perspective. I mean, we're I think we're gonna end up with like 190,000 new customers added, not including, you know, solar and some of the other things, but that's not what we're capable of. That's just the capital capacity that we had. So we're going to be growing all sides of the business to continue the growth of the company. And then an important part is to improve the service offerings that we have, because that's going to expand the markets, and it's done it. There's no question it's doing it for us right now.
Right. It does sound like you have some aggressive expansion plans that were very much dependent on the sale. What will Blackstone bring to the table as your new partner?
You know, I think, well, I mean, again, I think that the main thing for me is accessing and strength in the markets, in the debt markets. I mean, they have, you know, they're a $190 billion private equity firm, and, you know, they have, you know, good influence in the debt markets. And as you know, this industry, you know, it's, for the, you know, most all of us use financing. If we're growing, we're using financing to grow and, you know, subsidize the equipment for the consumer up front. So that's, you know, the key component to Blackstone. But, you know, some of it's access. You know, having a Blackstone name gives, you know, and again, and some of it doesn't have to deal with, again, the security space. But, you know, we're raising funding separate of this for our solar business. And some of Blackstone's contacts or businesses are giving us, you know, unique new opportunities to expand that business. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things that are kind of unknown at this point. But the main thing for us was strength of, you know, and size of the firm to help us access the markets, because this, you know, security spaces have limited resources or limited lenders. You know, there's never been a real, Monotronics did a version of a securitization, but it was, you know, not a full-blown securitization, and then kind of backed off that. We attempted one, and it didn't get done. Markets kind of disrupted, but, you know, the even from a financing perspective, this market, or this security space needs a refreshing change. And not that the lenders that aren't in the space haven't been super supportive, because they are and have been, but there's not enough capacity for Vivint in the space with lenders. So I think they're going to bring a lot to the table from that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
they say they are anyway. So.
And you've mentioned Vivint Solar a couple of times. Along with Vivint, Blackstone would be acquiring your technology partner 2GIG and Vivint Solar. Will these companies continue to run independently, and do expansion plans include them as well?
Yeah, I think it's kind of getting business as usual. I would suspect that they're going to run, you know, when I say independent, I mean, we coordinate, you know, we're constantly saying, hey, 2GIG, you know, we'd like this, and we'd like to look at this space and this industry, and what does that look like from an engineering perspective? Solar relies on Vivint's infrastructure backbone. So, you know, we kind of, you know, coordinate, but, you know, they do, you know, there's a Vivint Solar management team, and they're, you know, making independent decisions, but again, utilizing the strength of Vivint and the size of our organization to handle their customers and installation and go-to-market and you know, cross-selling to our customer base. So it makes a whole lot of sense.
Sure. And finally, going into your expansion plans for Vivint, commercial security is quite a different animal than what the company currently does. How do you plan to roll those services out, and what kind of challenges do you see in that space?
Let's see. How do we plan on? Well, you know, I actually, so we're going to probably start off kind of, you know, in the small commercial, like commercial. You know, I mean, part of it's hiring the right talent to go to market. But you know, I don't see it very dissimilar from what we do right now. It's making a sale, signing someone up to a contract, installing equipment in, it's a business now, not a home, monitoring, billing, I don't actually see it super dissimilar. We just didn't have a credit facility that allowed us to sell into the commercial market. It's for us, I would feel like it's a supernatural fit. And we've got, you know, we can install, I think, 96% of zip codes in the U.S. and Canada outside of Quebec. You know, national accounts are no issue, no problem for us. We think we've got a good, you know, infrastructure to handle that. So, you know, for us, you know, and again, we're not going to, you know, run faster than we can go, but you know, we're excited about the opportunity. It's a good space, good sector.
Absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. We're pretty confident in our ability to sell and install things. So maybe we should be more afraid. You're making me nervous.
No, not at all. You shouldn't take it that way. And can you tell me more about the in-home healthcare services you plan on offering and what the timeline is for that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a space we're kind of staring at. There's, I mean, obviously everyone in America knows there's a healthcare cost problem, right? I mean, it's front and center every day. And so I guess the contemplation is, what can technologies do inside of a home to track and monitor and not, you know, I've fallen, I can't get up. I mean, that's not really, you know, healthcare. That's just, you know, a button you can push in an emergency situation. But you know, what can be monitored, and is it, you know, what is it, vitals and analytics around those and movement. And so we have kind of a pretty broad thought process around the breadth of services that could be offered in that space. What I would say is, when is it going to be offered? I'd hope we'd have some form of an offering next year. You know, before we got into the solar space, we looked at the space and poked around the space for, you know, over a year. You know, we haven't gotten more serious about home healthcare other than just knowing we're going to do it because it makes sense. Because we monitor, we install equipment. You know, it's what we do. It was capital constraints, to tell you the truth. So again, Blackstone, perfect fit. Now, they didn't buy a you know, home healthcare company because that's not what we are yet, but we absolutely plan on building a team around that and being thoughtful around it. And yeah, the go-to-market's going to be different, much different than what we're doing now. I guess I would say I don't know, but we just know that it's a fit and we're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And it's a problem that can be helped to a major problem, growing problem, which is increasing healthcare costs. Keeping people inside their home and keep them safe and monitoring things that are important on a real-time basis.
Right. And what about international expansion? I understand first it's Australia. Where's next?
Well, I don't know, but interestingly, we just had a guy come into the office that wants to move to England and is interested. Now, we're not doing it today, but, you know, literally before I got on the call with you, three guys sat here and said, hey, we want to move and launch. I said, well, we're not ready yet. We don't have the ETL or UL listing for the panel there yet. And so I don't know, but we're going to see how, you know, Australia goes. We're not going to, you know, get super risky and crazy. And that, you know, that may still be 4 to 5 months out before we, you know, launch into that market. We tend to figure things out and then, you know, repeat the process, and we've been pretty successful doing it. And again, I'd say in the solar space, it's a perfect example. We weren't a solar company a year ago. We're actually, and again, we're not a solar company. We're an energy company that produces energy through solar panels. You know, we're the second largest installing solar company, residential solar company in the U.S. on a daily basis after 1 year. We believe we'll be the largest, you know, for sure by the end of next year, without question. But we think possibly by the end of this year, we'll be the largest producer of residential solar in the U.S. So we're pretty good at figuring stuff out and then making it a cookie cutter process and expanding from there.
And are you taking those solar services to Australia, or are you starting with your core security and home automation?
Yeah, just with the core. And even though you know, solar is a very, very strong market in Australia, but initially, no. I mean, we're just gonna baby step into it, just like we're gonna do in the commercial space.
Right.
Just, you know, kind of baby steps, and, you know, see what we think and how to deploy and how to go to market, and you know, figure out our system of doing it, and then you know, expand on that.
Great. Okay, and my last question, are there any other new services coming down the pipe in the near future, next year or two?
No, I mean, well, nothing yet I want to say. We do have a couple that we're toying around with, but I want a little shock and awe when we talk. You're going to be like, what? You built what? You have what? This is crazy. Because we actually do have a few.
That's great. It sounds like more and more new and exciting things coming from Vivint. Thank you so much for your time today, Todd.
Yeah, it was great talking to you again.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into this podcast.